Fast, Furious, and Fiction. Let's play Hardball. You've heard the news from North Korea, how the young head of that country just executed his guardian uncle. Well, back here in America, the right wing is acting, if not as brutally, certainly as crazily. I have a sense talking to people, not just from the South, but from New York State, for example, the Tea Party's still growing. I mean, we here at MSNBC may offer a different point of view some most of the time, but I got to tell you, I sense it's still out there and festering.
Well, sister came over, she was out of her mind. She said Jesus had a twin, he knew nothing about sin. She was laughing like crazy at the trouble I'm in. Her light eyes are dancing, she is insane. Her brother said she's just a bitch.
Festering. So what's driving this urge to shut things down again? What's driving these people like Rand Paul and Marco Rubio to this dance of death, this partisan monster mash, when even John Boehner is yelling, stop the music? Festering. Well, it looks like some of the wacko birds didn't get the message. Festering. The one time in a long time that the president's party seemed to be up there with the angels, Republicans down there with the political devils. Well, some on the right didn't get the message. Festering.
It's what makes this business of national leadership so exciting. It comes down to the individual spirit of individual people.
Festering.
Future static.
Festering.
It's already happening.
Festering.
I could tuck you in.
Festering.
We could talk about it.
Festering.
I had a dream.
Festering.
And it split the scene.
Festering.
But I got a hunch.
Festering.
It's coming back to me.
But I'll tell you, Reverend, one piece of this thing that we always have to keep in mind as we deal with effective government, and those of us who believe in effective, positive government have to be the ones who make it work. The right wing loves it when it screws up because it makes their case. The liberals, the progressives, the reasonable people that say, you know, I need the government. I need it not just to protect me. I need it to do a lot of things I want done to keep this society okay. But the problem is there are people in this country, maybe 10%, I don't know what the number, maybe 20% on a bad day, who want this president to have an asterisk next to his name in the history books, that he really wasn't president. You know, like a guy in baseball that used drugs.
Right.
They want to be able to say, well, he really didn't have that batting average. He really wasn't the first African-American president. He really didn't do health care. He really didn't kill Bin Laden. There's an asterisk. And they have been fighting for that, the people like Donald Trump, since day one. They can't stand the idea that he's president. And a piece of it is racism. Not that somebody in one racial group doesn't like somebody in another racial group. So what? It's the sense that the white race must rule. You'll drive through a town, the only thing left is a Blockbuster's and a diner. And then some rusting factory works. Where are you supposed to work in that operation? 3-4 people work in the Blockbusters, or the Hollywood, whatever it is, selling movie tapes, renting them. Somebody else works at the diner. Everybody else is unemployed. What are you supposed to do?
Move.
I got my throw up my leg from Obama. You got it from Sarah Palin. It's like Snoopy fighting the Red Dragon. Anyway, this is Hardball, a place for politics.